Hello, hello. Welcome to the Many Such Fantasies blog. This will be a one-stop shop for examining, analyzing, and discussing topics and subcategories related to the fantasy genre. I intended for this to be a testbed for cataloging and categorizing the various experiences of fantasy media presented across the many works of fiction that exist. There are limitless possibilities when it comes to fantasy titles that are being created out there. I myself am working on a few of my own. One of which involves a high fantasy epic, of which you can expect dazzling displays of magic, teeth-clenching fights, mysterious actors putting their plans to action, and the story of a lost soul finding his way around a world he no longer remembers. Moving on from there, we can't forget about the myths and legends that inspired the tales that we create and experience today. There are so many local cultures which carry the brevity of history in their wake, and many more which are lost to time entirely. We can use these legends to craft tales of our own, taking their accounts and our own experiences, in which we transform them into worlds that take a life on for themselves, a suspension of disbelief notwithstanding. As for the name, I feel it would speak for itself as you read it. There are simply so many fantasy works out there that we can find them in our own dedicated sections, whether that be a bookstore, a library shelf, an online catalog, you name it, you most likely have come to see them without ever consciously thinking about it. This is why I created the blog. You can pick out any kind of fantasy media from anywhere, but how they tend to relate goes fairly deep when you understand what you're working with. In the States, here we have George R.R. Martin with The Song of Ice and Fire and our own Native American legends. Over in the UK, you likely heard of The Lord of the Rings and The Tale of King Arthur, and most likely you've heard of other fantastical creatures like goblins, gnomes, fairies, will-o'-the-wisps, other things as well. But now, what about traveling outside what you know? What does the world have? In South America, I've not heard of the deity Setebos, but I did take a bit of time to study them up. Also, the Chilean novel La Casa de los Espíritus by Isabel Allende was quite recommended. For Africa, forget what you know from the United States, forget Marvel and Wakanda for a second. Think instead for something like the tale of the firefly-shaped vampire Adze, or give Ben Okiri's The Famished Road a read. Over in Polynesia and Oceania, you may have heard of the great seafarer Maui from Moana, but what about the Legend of the Seven Sisters, which takes the Greek Pleiades myth but takes it on a spin from the Aboriginal author May O'Brien? You also have Slavic folk tales like the twin deities Bellabog and Chernabog, and no doubt Asia of the many kinds of myths that they have, but most famously, the Chinese Journey to the West and Sun Wukong. I can name many more things on and on, but the fact of the matter is, we have as much as we can pull from, much to make, much to name, and much to see. Mythology is only one part of fantasy, and we can evolve this by invoking other ideas that we have. You know of the traditional high fantasy of kings and queens, knights, dragons, and wizards, but what if we warped through to have fantastic elements right here in the modern day? What if the rules of the world were laid out like a programming language? What if instead we measured the contents of the cumulative state of everything like a video game? Or how about instead, the world relies on an alternative fuel source becoming the dominant force that drives the course of history? Or maybe we take it as simple as ripping this person from one world and throwing them into an entirely different one. If you reach the end of this, I thank you for sticking around. There's a lot for us to see and a lot of connections to be made in turn. So without delay, let's go see the many such fantasies the world has to offer.